This morning we're going to be in Matthew chapter 20, if you want to go ahead and turn there. And we're going to talk about this parable that Jesus spoke. And it's about the late in my Bible, and like they have those little titles, some of them do. It says, "The Laborers in the Vineyard." Well, this morning I want to talk a little bit about the laborers, but I want to talk more about the heart of that landowner. Because I think that's part of what we're talking about here, and part of what Jesus, as he's telling this parable, I feel like that's where he's at. And yes, the laborers in this vineyard are important, and maybe for another sermon that would be the title. But for this one, it's more about the heart of the master of the vineyard or the landowner. So let's start in verse 1, if you'd read along with me. It says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, 'You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I will give you.' So they went, going out again about the sixth hour, and the ninth hour he did the same. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing. He said to them, 'Why do you stand here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You go into the vineyard too.' And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, 'Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first.' And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those who hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who has borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?' So the last will be first, and the first last." Let's pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you for all that you are. And Lord, as we open this up, I pray that you'd open our hearts. I pray that your spirit would move in this place in a mighty way. Lord, help us to understand what it is you have for each of us. Lord, I thank you and I praise you for this opportunity to hear your word. In your name we pray. Amen. Now, as Jesus tells this parable, we need to understand for us today kind of what was going on, what would take place, and what the people that Jesus was talking to, the people he was telling this parable to, would understand. First of all, at the marketplace, that's where people would go to that needed a job. And they would go hang out at the marketplace and wait for people to come and hire them, as we see. But some of the things that would also be known was that vineyard work was day by day. It wasn't like we're going to hire you for a week. It would be day by day. And it would be a 12-hour day. It would be from sun up to sundown. And payday or pay time would be at the end of the day. And so these were things that were known by the people that Jesus was telling this parable to. And so as he tells them this story, we cannot miss that at the very first part of it, he says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like." And then he tells this story. This is what the kingdom of heaven is going to be like. The kingdom of heaven is God's work and God's people and God's desire, his kingdom here on earth and his kingdom in heaven. And so as he's telling them this, they would understand those things. That the landowner would go out and he would seek these people and hire them for a day and pay them at the end of the day. as we look at this, I want to look at the landowner. And I want to see the things in the landowner that I know are in my God. Because too many times I think we miss that. And that's what we want to hear today. And so first off, I want to look at, and some might say it's urgency. Some might say it's urgency because of compassion. But the bottom line is, this landowner gets up and he goes out the first thing in the morning. We're going to say 6 a.m., okay? But he's out there at the marketplace looking for people to work in his vineyard. And if he wants them to work a 12-hour day, then he's probably there a little before that. But just for the sake of argument, we're going to say that he was there very early. We're going to say 6 o'clock. And he goes out there to hire people. But what I don't want us to miss is we find out later in the story that he has a foreman. If it's me, and it's 6 in the morning, I'm sending my foreman. That's just me. But he goes out and he hires these men, but he goes himself. And he goes out early because it's important that he gets these workers. But I think if we look at the heart of the landowner and through the rest of the passage, that we can kind of tell that it's not really about the vineyard. It's not really about needing workers for the vineyard as much as it is the workers are needing the vineyard. And so as he goes out himself, he goes out early in the morning, and as he does that, we need to realize that he went to where they were. This landowner, this master of the property, knew exactly where the workers would be. That was the habit. That was the way things were. They would go and stand at the marketplace, and he knew they were there, and he went to them. And in my mind, before I read this or as I read this, I'm thinking, if I really wanted to work, and I knew there was this large vineyard around town that was going to hire people, I wouldn't take a chance that I might be hired by going to stand at a vineyard. I would go to the vineyard, knock on the gate, and say, I want to work today. That's my thought. But these men wanting to work, and they weren't lazy, but they were wanting to work, they're standing there because that's the way they did things. They just stand there and wait for somebody to come hire them. And so we see this master go to them himself early in the morning. And as I stop and I think about just that part of the parable, I think about my Jesus. Because he knew where I was at. And this landowner, he knew they needed a job. He knew they were in need of money to maybe to support their family, to eat, to get clothes, whatever. He knew they had a need, and he went to fulfill that need. Well, my Jesus knew I had a need. And he came to my vineyard. And he came multiple times to different places in my life, but we're going to call it my marketplace. That's, you know, my final marketplace was up here in a chair in a choir. But he came to where I was at because he knew the need that I had. And he knew that me standing by myself, just like one of those guys in that marketplace, they had no chance of buying food on their own. If they did not get hired, they were in trouble. They were going to do without. They were going to suffer. And their family was going to suffer. And so the master goes to fulfill their need the same way Jesus knew that Steve owed a debt that he couldn't pay. And the only way Steve is going to pay that debt is if I go down there and I die on a cross and I pay for his sins. And that's what he chose to do because of his love and compassion for me. He made himself available the same way this landowner did. Now let's go on and let's look at the next thing that this master of the vineyard, he was so persistent. It says he went, of course, at that early hour. Then he went at the third hour, which would be around 9 o'clock. The sixth hour, which would be 3 hours later. We're talking noon and then 3 o'clock. And then he goes back at the 11th hour. We don't know that he had that big a vineyard, that he needed that many people. But he goes back and he finds more people standing there idle. He continually went back. He was so persistent in what he did because it was important to him. It was not, well, I'll get whoever's there of a morning and then the rest of them, they're without. No, he kept going back. And it says he'd find people standing there idle and he would hire them. He did that at the third hour and the sixth hour and the ninth hour. And he even talks to people at the 11th hour. And nobody had hired them. And I wonder, they obviously weren't there the time before. Now, those he hired at, say, the sixth hour were probably not there at the third hour. Where were they? They didn't want to work very bad. They didn't, for whatever reason, they weren't there. And he came back in hopes of finding more people. Maybe it was partially for his vineyard. He needed people to work in his vineyard. But I feel like when we compare it to God, it's more of, I'm going to go back because I don't want anybody to do without. I don't want anybody to perish, but all to come to repentance. And so, Jesus never give up on me. He's never going to give up on you. And so we have to understand the persistence of this landowner is a mirror image of our God. He's coming back. And maybe it's at a rough time in your life and he comes and because of whatever you're going through, you don't want to deal with it. It's not for you. It's not the desire of your heart at that time. And so you go on your way and then he comes back and he meets you again and he calls you again and you still don't want to have anything to do with it. And he comes back at the 11th hour for these people. And he brings them in even in the 11th hour in hopes of finding one person. Why does he go back at that 11th hour? By the time he talks to that person at the marketplace, by the time that person gets to the vineyard, what's he going to be able to do? He's not going to be able to do much in the vineyard. But that's not why the master was calling him there. The master was calling him there because he knew he had a need that only he could fulfill. And that was payday. So as we look at, to this point, we look at the compassion, the love that this master had, the persistence that he keeps going back, trying to find just one more, trying to find one more. And then we go to the graciousness. Man, I can't miss this. The fact that he loved me, that blows my mind. The fact that he never gave up on me, he kept coming back, that I can't wrap my mind around that either. But then the graciousness. You know, sometimes I feel like I'm that guy at the 11th hour. He comes to those people at 6 in the morning and they're waiting on him and they're going to go and they're going to work in the vineyard and they're going to do everything that they're called to do. And that's exactly where they expected to meet that morning, and everything worked out fine, and they went in the vineyard, and they worked all day. But I feel like I'm the one that's held out till the very last. And I'm the one that he had grace on. He had, not pity, but he had grace and mercy upon me because I'm at that 11th hour in my life, and I just feel like, why did he call me to his vineyard? Why did he call me to work in his vineyard? Because there's not that much I can do for him at this point. He showed grace when I didn't deserve it. He showed love and compassion and persistence, but that grace that he showed to these people, maybe he found them halfway through. Maybe he found them at the ninth hour or the 11th hour, but he found them. And don't miss this, but he paid the same price for everybody. When I compare that to my God, I know that He paid the same price for all of us. The blood of His Son. He does that because He loves us. Not because we deserve it, not because of anything we can do, but because He loves us and He shows grace to us. He shows mercy to us. And He takes care of us. So we see His grace, His persistence, and His compassion. And then we see His faithfulness. His faithfulness is shown in all He's doing. When He pays these people, He has the foreman pay them, and He pays the latter first. And they come up and they say they thought they would receive more. He gives them exactly what they bargained for. If you look back through this passage, back in verse 2, it says, after agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, they bargained for what they thought they should get. They came before the master. The master met with them, and the master said, this is what a day's wages, a denarius. They agreed to that. This was the term. He gave them His word. At the end of the day, you will receive a denarius for the work that you do. And so we understand that He's a man of His word, because when the end of the day came, they had worked their 12 hours. He gave them exactly what He told them He would give. But they felt like they should receive more, because they bore the heat of the day. They'd been there all day long. And I see this and I catch myself, and I'm sure many other Christians do the same thing, that's the group I fall in sometimes. You know, sometimes, like I said, I feel like I fall in that 11th hour group. But then when I'm down on my knees, sometimes I feel like I fall in that first group. And what I mean by that is they felt like they deserve more. Look at all we've done. Look at how long I have worked for you. Look at the things that I've accomplished for you. We put up with the heat of the day. You see where I'm going? As Christians, sometimes we think, look at all the things I've done for God. Look at all the things that I've done for Him and what I've put up with and the things that He's called me to do, and look at what I've accomplished for God. And He says, all I ask you to do is to be faithful in the task that I gave you. If you came at 6 and worked all day, I ask you to do this task. I ask you're faithful. Don't expect any more. He's going to reward you. He's going to be faithful to His word by rewarding your faithfulness. It's not how much we do for God. Don't get me wrong. He has stuff for us to do. But when I start thinking about it's about what I did for God, then I'm wrong. He's going to reward those that are faithful at the last because they believed in Jesus Christ and they surrendered their heart to Him. And He's going to usher them into the kingdom of God. And those that came at 6 o'clock, that they were faithful to the things that God did because of their heart, and they give their heart to Christ, they're going to be ushered into the kingdom of God. Yeah, there's going to be other rewards out there. But the main thing is you're going to get that denarius. You're going to get that what He sees is right. If you accept Christ as your personal Savior, what He sees as right is eternal life through Jesus Christ. If you worked whatever it was that the Master told you, I'll pay you what's right. I'll take care of what's right. I'm the one that decides what's right, is the Master. My job is just to be faithful to the task that He has given me. And so we see the compassion, the persistence, the graciousness, and the faithfulness of this Master. And we see how that's an image of God's heart. But don't miss this. Because you know, there are a lot of us that Maybe we were hired a long time ago. 6 o'clock seems like a long time ago. Maybe you've been a Christian for a long time. Maybe you've just been a Christian here lately. It doesn't seem like that long. And I'm sure there's some of you that are out working in the vineyard every single hour that He gives you. And that's where we're supposed to be. You're going to face the heat of the day. You're going to face those long hours when it seems like nobody is watching. You're in the corner of a vineyard where nobody's watching. It feels like you're doing the things God's called you to do, and it seems like nobody's watching. Nobody notices. You're trying to live your life for God, and it seems like it's really not doing a whole lot. But the bottom line is, 6 p.m. is coming. Keep working. And maybe there's some of us that we have a tendency that He sends us out into the vineyard because we've been called to go. But you know, I'm not very good at plucking vines or trimming branches or picking up fruit. So I'm just going to do something else. I'm going to look for something else to do because He's got a lot of other people out in that vineyard. Man, He got people at 6 o'clock. He got people at 9 o'clock. He got people at 12 o'clock. There's surely enough people out there doing the stuff that I don't need to do it. Maybe there's something else that I can talk to this master about doing, or I'll wait till he comes back and then I'll get busy right at the end. The Bible tells us that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. He desires us to be busy working. If He's came to the marketplace and He's called you to go into the vineyard, doesn't matter what time, you are supposed to be, I am supposed to be working in the vineyard. Now, how that looks for you and how that looks for me, it's probably completely different. But I wonder what it would be like if the master walked back into the vineyard and I'm leaning over against a shade tree. Well, it's hot. I had to take a break. If the master walked back in the vineyard today, would he find you working? That's what it comes down to. Would he find you working? He went out at 6, 9, 12, 3, and 5 because he thought it was important for you to be in his vineyard. How important do you think it is for people to be in his vineyard? Have you went out and talked to anybody? Have you went out and let him talk to two people through you that they might come in and work in his vineyard? Well, that's not my job. That's somebody else's job. No, that's anybody that's been called. It's their job. And then there's some, inevitably in every crowd, that do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Maybe you were not at the marketplace when He showed up at 9, 12, 3. You weren't there. Maybe you feel like you've never been called into His vineyard. You've never heard Him say, "Go work for me," because you never made the agreement that you would believe in His Son. I want you to understand something really quick. The last time He went, according to this passage, was at 5 o'clock or the 11th hour. He didn't go back again. Why? It wasn't that He didn't want to help people, but He called His foreman and He said, it's time to pay the debt. It's the time set aside for the master to settle all debts. And in my life, I had a 6 o'clock chance. I had I had a 9, I had a 12, I had a 3, and sometimes I feel like I was at my 11th hour when I finally surrendered. I wonder how many times people get to that 11th hour and still say no. Because they don't really want to go work in the vineyard because they're having too much fun themselves. Life's okay the way it is. I'm getting by at the marketplace. I'm hanging out with other people. But the time to settle debts is coming. And so for us as Christians, we need to understand that that time to settle debts is coming as well. Yes, my debt is paid. Jesus Christ paid my debt. He paid the penalty for my sins. If you're a Christian, He's paid your debt. But that doesn't mean you don't need to stop and think that we may be living in the 11th hour. And there are people that are not sent to the vineyard yet. How urgent is it to you? How persistent are you? How loving are you? How faithful are you to the task that He's called you to? And those that have never, He's not asking for a lot. He's just asking you to be faithful and believe. When He came to the vineyard or the marketplace and He said, go work in my vineyard, they had to take Him at faith that He had a vineyard. Maybe this guy's just wanting my spot in line. He's just sending me out to outside of town so He can be here when somebody else shows up. No. You've got to trust Him. You've got to have faith in the Master. You have to believe in who He is. And you have to accept the task that He's given you. I don't know what your task is once He sends you to the vineyard. We're all different. There's a lot of different jobs in His vineyard. But if you've never accepted His call to go to the vineyard, understand, and I'm not saying this to scare anybody, but understand that we may be past the 11th hour. We may be at the point to where payday is coming. Why take a chance? As a Christian, why take a chance at that person you work with, that person you go to school with, that they're already sent to the vineyard? Why take a chance that this parable that Jesus is talking about, it's just a story? Well, Jesus starts off by saying this is what the kingdom of heaven is like. It's about a master looking for people to serve Him. And He's going to get some. He's going to pay them. Where are you at? What are you faithful to the task He's given you? Let's pray. Father God in heaven, Lord, as we look at this parable, Lord, there's so much in it. Lord, help us to see what it is You have for us. Lord, we thank You for all that You are. May we be faithful. May we turn, may we answer, may we do everything that You call us to do. I thank You and I praise You for Your grace, Your love, and Your faithfulness. Lord, watch over us. May we live with urgency to glorify and honor You. In Your name we pray. Amen.